I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the second hour of Jazz Unlimited's Great Jazz Soloists Show. We're going to start with Paul Desmond on alto and Jim Hall on guitar and a quartet in 1963. That's what Paul Desmond actually did in the 60s when he wasn't playing with Dave Brubeck. He had a quartet with Jim Hall. Then we're going to hear Ray Brown doing a bass solo on If I Loved You with his trio in Japan in 1988.
Thank you.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and we started the second hour of Jazz Unlimited tonight with our great jazz soloists Paul Desmond and Jim Hall in a quartet in 1963 doing The Night Has a Thousand Eyes. And then we heard the Ray Brown Trio, recorded in 1998 in Japan, doing If I Loved You. Ray Brown did the bowed bass solo on that one. We've got Woody Herman with Stan Getz, Oscar Peterson, Milt Jackson, and Finest Newborn Jr. coming up. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited and our show on great jazz soloists. This is part two of it. We're going to feature trombones this next set. It's a set of three. The first one is Ricka Chicka Jack with the Kenton Orchestra with June Christie on vocal. And the trombonist is Kay Winding. 1946 recording. Then trombone for two, J.J. Johnson and Kay Winding and their quintet in 1955. And then Thelonious Monk's Bemsha Swing. And that's a big band in 1964. J.J. Johnson again on trombone. Coming your way right here on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being with me tonight on Jazz Unlimited's Great Jazz Soloists Part 2. We heard a set of three, Ricka Jicka Jack with the Stan Kenton Orchestra, June Christie doing the vocal, and trombonist Kay Winding doing the solo in 1946. Then trombone for two, J.J. Johnson and Kay Winding on trombones. Very famous, well-loved group in the 50s. This is 1955. And then finally, J.J. Johnson and his orchestra did Bemsha Swing. It's a 1964 recording. We have Jimmy Smith and Coleman Hawkins coming up, so please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. Now we have a station break, and we're going to hear a set of two following the station break. The first one is pianist Errol Garner in his trio. Very famous recording, Concert by the Sea. And the tune is April in Paris, recorded in 1955. And then another very famous recording, Early Autumn, Stan Getz on tenor with the Woody Herman Orchestra in 1948. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is The Great Jazz Soloists on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being with me tonight. And we heard Errol Garner on piano with his trio in 1955 doing April in Paris in Carmel, California. We then went back to 1948 with Early Autumn, the Stan Getz famous solo with the Woody Herman Orchestra. We've got Clifford Brown, Lester Bowie, Thelonious Monk, Dave Liebman, and John Coltrane coming up soon, so please stay tuned. And now we've got another set of two. First is the Oscar Peterson Trio with Herb Ellis, another great soloist, on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Oscar Peterson on piano doing Buddo in 1957. And then we're going to hear Milt Jackson on Vibes in 1957 also, doing a tune from the No Sun in Venice recording called Cortege. And it's basically a musical description of a New Orleans funeral parade. And Milt Jackson, I think, plays some beautiful stuff. And you can hear everything that he does in this solo. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and this is Jazz Unlimited's part two of The Great Jazz Soloist. We heard one that had three of them on it, the Oscar Peterson Trio from 1957, doing Budo, Oscar on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, and Ray Brown, whom we heard earlier, on bass. And then we heard Milt Jackson with the Modern Jazz Quartet. Milt is on vibes, doing Cortege, recorded also in 1957. We have Clifford Brown, Lester Bowie, Thelonious Monk, and Dave Liebman in the third hour. So please stay tuned. And now we're going to hear a set of three. The first one is Daoud from the Finest Newborn Junior Trio. This is 1961. And then something that was unprecedented in jazz until that time, although it did happen again in the 60s and 70s with the avant-garde people, a completely unaccompanied tenor saxophone solo done here by Coleman Hawkins. It's called Picasso. And then finally, Jimmy Smith and his trio will do The Preacher, coming your way following the station break. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dennis Owsley, and that set of three concluded the second hour of Jazz Unlimited's Great Jazz Soloists Part 2. We had three of them. The first one was Finus Newborn Jr. on piano with his trio in 1961 doing Daoud. Then Coleman Hawkins did a completely unaccompanied tenor saxophone solo in 1948 called Picasso. And then finally, Horace Silver's The Preacher was done by Jimmy Smith and his organ trio in 1956. Jimmy Smith is the organist. Please stay tuned for the third hour and Clifford Brown and Max Roach and Lester Bowie following the station break.